This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Yeah. It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
Hey.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we all have to admit the stupidest way we've hurt ourselves.
Hey.
I'm not sure why. Like, I just think it's just time. Every once in a while, just be...
Yeah, I love watching people get injured.
Do you really?
Only like lightly injured. Like videos of people falling and stuff. I can't handle it.
Have you ever watched the video of me falling at LRD?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh my God. That's probably one of my stupidest injuries. Stone cold sober, walking into the restaurant, misjudged the curb. You know how you like
yeah.
It's like when you're going down the stairs and you think there's one more step and there's not. And then you do that, like yeah. Your leg just doesn't, it's like,
and, it hurts,
and you're like, ugh, and you're like, ugh. It was that. And I should have just fallen down. But in my head, I was like, if I start running, I can pull out of it.
That is the stupidest thing.
But I almost did. Like, it's like an airplane going down. Do you just go, oh, this is crash, or you pull back on the yoke, right?
Are you
right?
An airplane? Right.
Sort of. I was a little bit of an airplane at that moment. Again, stone cold sober. I hadn't had a Slackerita yet. I start walking, I trip, and then I just start at a dead sprint. And then...
into the concrete.
And then eventually yard sale to a point where there was like gravel in my hands.
Oh no.
And so then I'm inside, like, again, I'm walking in with my son who like pretends he doesn't know me.
As children do.
Just like walks over my corpse, like, and so then I get inside and I'm nursing my hands.
Bleeding.
They unfortunately, no, it was just like embedded gravel in my hands.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's the worst. And then the owner, Ben, comes out and he's like, that just happened in the parking lot? I'm like, yeah. He disappears, pulled the security footage
of
me.
Amazing.
You guys, but what if I had done it?
I did something like that outside of Brooklyn's. My mom and I was going to a concert. I was also sober. I tripped on the concrete and just like barrel rolled. And I made it back up. And I literally
Willy Wonka.
No, what? It was crazy. My mom looked at me like, what just happened? And I was like, I don't know.
But you weren't hurt.
I landed, I just rolled and got back up.
See, you just did stupid without the injury. I did
yeah,
both.
Yeah.
We're going to find that footage so we can repost it.
Somebody in this, you have it, don't you?
No. We were just walking to Ball Arena. We were right by the
my footage.
Oh, yours.
Not yours.
You got to specify. Like, no. Why would I have that? Yes, I have yours. It's posted everywhere.
Okay, we're going to repost that. Yeah.
All right, so, but listen, I've just admitted something very tragic.
Wow.
Here's what sucks. She's going to laugh like that when she sees it, and it's going to make me mad. I got hurt, Erica.
Well, I feel bad about that part, but you're alive, aren't you?
I know, but I had gravel in my hands.
He saw how his son turned his back.
Yeah, did not care.
That's pretty brutal.
Okay. If you've been hurt in a stupid way, or you've just watched somebody get hurt, we want to hear the best stupid injury stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Okay. I do have some of my own, but it's actually crazy we're talking about this right now, because in like the last couple of days, I have two close friends.
That have?
Like one.
You sound like you're going to laugh again. What is wrong with you?
One was just like on a little bit of a hike, and they were going over some rocks, and it was a little tricky, and she fell and scraped her knee, but it was so bad she had to go get stitches.
Oh no.
I know. And I was like, was your baby with you? And she's like, no, luckily he was at home, but
the baby walked away. He's like, I don't know who that is.
Totally.
The like 5 month old baby. Yeah.
Weirdly, speaking of stitches, like, this is a quick tangent. People, if you're going to a concert, stop throwing stuff on stage.
What happened?
Who was it? Riley Green or somebody? Country dude?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody hooked their phone. What do you think he's going to do with the phone?
Did it take a selfie? Him?
Yeah, he had to get 5 stitches in his ear.
Oh, my gosh.
He was like, I mean, like, he's got a cowboy hat on and the whole thing. And it's like, pah! And he's bleeding profusely from the head. That's a stupid way to get injured.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Don't throw your phone at famous people.
It is so dumb.
Just, or just people throw their boots up because they want them to sign them or whatever. And it's like, Morgan Wallen sitting there getting pegged with a boot.
I would take a boot over a phone, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It was not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Mm. Who's your other friend?
My other friend missed a step. Rolled her ankle so bad that she's like in a splint right now.
In a boot.
And we have a wedding coming up to go together. And I'm like, I don't know if she's going to be able to go.
She'll go. She'll just have the little...
I know, but she would have to travel alone.
The little wheel thing?
Oh, where they just put their knee on it and then they can dance still? Yeah.
Don't do that with your hands. Do you dance with your hands that much? Oh, boy. Okay.
Yes.
One time.
I'm sorry. I'm broken. I want you to be hurt the next time I see you dancing. I just want you one knee up.
That's terrible.
I know.
That is so messed up.
Okay. Sorry.
I was setting up for a DJ gig and it was on a rooftop. So I got there kind of early, and normally the tent that I stand under is set up, but this time it wasn't, so I went to set it up by myself, and I didn't, like, set it all the way up.
Oh, you click it in.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, it was too hard, and I'm like, I'll just wait till someone else gets here to help me, but you can stand under the tent still and get everything else ready. So I had, like, a flight case table, you know, the tables that fold up. It's, like, the wood with the metal, like, the black and the silver.
Nice, you're like a pro music DJ right
there. Yeah, there you go. So there's one point where you have to flip the table, and so, like, to stand it up.
No.
And so I went to flip it, and my head went up and hit the back, forgetting I was underneath the tent.
Which
then slammed my face into the metal thing, and it looked like I broke my nose. I was wearing a white t-shirt, so blood was just everywhere, and I hadn't even started DJing yet.
Bring you a new shirt?
No. So I just... Did the DJ rest of the gig.
DJ bloody nose.
Yeah, don't mess with me. It hurt so bad. Like, I thought I was knocked out for a second. It was like, who hit me? Like, what was that? Like, I'm standing under a tent. I'm alone. I'm an idiot.
I have a bonus last one.
Okay,
this one really is stupid. We were young. My sister apparently learned karate at school that day. And she came home and she said, Erica, I want to show you what I can do. I'm not going to hit you. I promise. Stand right there. I'm not going to hit you. She karate kicked me so hard in the stomach. I immediately was like, whoop, and went down. And she ran over and said, don't tell mom, don't tell mom, don't tell mom. And I was like, the wind was knocked out of me.
I just remembered another one. Based on T-Hack, I got to tell it really fast. Got off an airplane with like all our bosses. I don't remember where we were going, but like we ended up running to the bathroom together. And I did a stupid prank in the bathroom. I pretended I was going to poop in the urinal. So I approached the urinal backwards. And they're like, what are you doing, man? I was like, ah, ha, 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 that's so funny. So then I turned around to pee, and I was laughing so hard, my sunglasses started to like fall backwards off my head. So I decided the only way to catch him is to fling my head forward. And I headbutted the urinal with my face, like the top, the plumbing on the urinal. I was like, no, no, no. And then I cracked my face open, and we had been drinking on the flight. So
I bled a lot.
My blood was very thin.
That also might explain why you made that decision.
The bosses are like, what's with this guy?
Oh my God, we were in Napa. That's where we were. We were flying to Napa. And plain white tees were on our flight. So then I have to come out and I'm just covered in, yeah.
And then the whole weekend.
Yeah,
it was just, I was
bleeding
face.
Profusely. Okay.
Hack had a plain white tee too until.
I get it. All right, if you've hurt yourself in a stupid way, we'd love to hear. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. Tiek just almost created a huge injury to himself in the studio.
Yeah.
Erica has now seen the footage of me falling down at El Jardin, and wow, are you a bee.
Guys, you can't help it. It's like you trip over a pebble and you go flying.
I tried to run through it.
Dumb decision.
No, it's not, because somebody somewhere has done it. Someone somewhere has like.
But you don't. You just go with it. You don't. You tuck and roll rather than I'm gonna run in a triangle shape.
I also just feel like falling without running before would have been.
It
would.
In retrospect, it would have been better.
Right.
I thought of another one. Just real quick, you know, in the parking lot where they have like poles, and then they don't want people to come in, so they put a. Like a cable there. There was like, so your car can't drive in and they just have a cable. And it's like at the top, it's like 3 feet high.
Kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's just a big, it's just a big cable and you, your car wouldn't drive through it. At the very bottom, it's almost dragging on the ground. Well, I tried to jump it. I literally had to clear like 1 inch and I snagged my foot on it and just went and like tore my jeans. Bled profusely from the knee and got one of those scabs that's so thick that you have it for like 6 months. It's that big.
Like you probably should have gotten stitches.
For sure I should have gotten medical attention.
Oh my gosh.
That one you should have tried to run.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. Jeremiah.
Yay.
What's your stupid injury?
So I was about 10 years old. We lived in Golden and I was hanging out with all my friends trying to show off, and I was walking down the stairs of our apartments, and I go to spit out the window, and I jump up. They had just cleaned the windows, and I put my face right through the glass.
Oh, my gosh. So you thought it was open.
You thought it was open, yeah.
Yep. So that's my stupid story.
And you live to tell us.
Your friends didn't mess with you after that.
That guy's crazy.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Annie?
Yeah.
Stupid injury. What'd you do? Yeah.
So I was at a Rockies game with my kids. It was the fireworks game. It's pretty
everybody's
epic.
Favorite.
So you got to get like kids.
Rockies suck, but the fireworks are great.
I know. That's literally the only game we go to. I'm not going to lie to you. So we were like a few rows up from the field, and you know, like after the game, they have to get all the people onto the field from the rock pile or whatever. So they're trying to entertain the crowd, and they're shooting t-shirts up into the crowd, but they're like going right past my head. And so I'm like, oh, kids, I can get one of these. This is going to be so easy. So I stand up on the stadium seat like a really smart person. And I did catch the t-shirt, but when I looked up, just something about being out in the heat all day, looking up at the stadium lights, my equilibrium like went weird, and I passed out cold, fainted, hardcore fainted.
Standing on the seat.
On the seat.
So you hit.
Yeah.
But you got the shirt?
Yeah, so I fell and broke my face. I got the shirt. It was the most hideous shirt. It said something like Manic Mondays. This was a Saturday, and it was like some player that doesn't even play for the Rockies anymore. They held it up for me in the ambulance. They were like, hey, this is the shirt you got. I was like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Like,
thanks, Mom.
I know. And then I looked like real Mother of the Year because I'm there alone with my kids, and so everyone's just assuming I fell because I'm drunk, and I was not. I was very sober, and it was just really not great. But yeah, those little armrests were not all. So don't. I mean, this was just last 4th of July. My son is 4, my daughter was 8, and my oldest was 10.
I was also at that game. I somehow missed this.
I'll be honest, I'm just so glad that it wasn't on the, like, Jumbotron, because, wow, that would have been really epic. Yeah. You
know. Wow. That's incredible, Annie.
We're glad you're okay.
We are. We're very thankful. Melanie?
Yai.
Stupid injuries. What happened to you?
Okay. So this happened to my sister. She is one of those people that never really believes you. So she had asked my brother-in-law to water the flowers in the front yard. They were on the porch. And so she asked him, did you water the flowers? And he said, yeah, I got them. And she's like, yeah, right. And so she goes out there to double check, of course. And the best part is this is all caught on the Ring. So she goes out there and she checks the flowers and she rolls her ankle and falls down the stairs. And you can hear her cussing, and then she's rolling around. She ended up fracturing her foot. And the flowers were watered, by the way. Oh, my gosh. But the best part, you guys, is she's got teenage sons, and they had ordered food. And so the food delivery guy comes to the step. My sister's sitting there, I mean, wailing in pain and all upset. And they just dropped off the food and fed it like this.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Is everybody ready for a little news? Or no?
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
News or no. Hopefully non-Oscar related.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Not Oscar related, but movie related.
Oh.
This is so freaking exciting. Noah Kahan is releasing a documentary on Netflix. It will be coming out April 13th. Who remembers what day his new album comes out?
It's probably right around then.
Yeah.
I would bet.
Sorry, I forgot to get these facts. Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. So this documentary is coming out like 2 weeks before his new album does. That's
okay.
Coming out April 24th. It's called Noah Kahan Out of Body. And he shared a bit about it on Instagram. It was like, my life was filmed for a year and a half. It was weird, difficult, genuinely beautiful to experience. So excited for you guys to see it.
I mean, I think I know the answer already, but is he like just a smoke show for you guys? You guys are in love with him physically and spiritually.
I don't know if I would call him a smoke show, but yeah. I do love him.
And like, if I was single and he asked me to make out, I probably would.
Yeah.
But I'm not single and nor is he. He's a married man.
He is married.
Oh. He's a very quietly married man. Yes. They got married this past year.
And so she's not famous.
She was a tour photographer. I think that's how they met.
Oh.
And I do believe she still tours with him. But it is interesting because he says, I'm nervous about it because it's personal and some things I touch on are painful to think about and be reminded of. Goes on. Maybe it will reach one of you in a time when you need it. Maybe you'll see some of your own family and mine. Either way, I hope you love it.
Did she film it?
I don't think so.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be kind of cool. She's probably in it, though.
I hope she's in it because he does not like, I don't think they walk carpets together. Like, they're so private.
I don't know if I could tell you what she looks like. I don't think I could either,
nor her name.
Yeah.
Like, I just know that he got married, I think, this past year. And I'm really hoping to get a love song from this next album. Because, boy, are the first two singles real sad.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Tiak, if you weren't married, would you make out with Noah Kahan?
I don't get Noah Kahan. I think he's very talented. I think he has a talent, but if we're just talking
you
looks.
You did braids in your hair after him.
And it looked terrible.
He doesn't really do that anymore.
Okay. All right. So that's a no.
I'm not a hater. If I see... No. Dude, there was a guy at Bagel Stop this weekend that walked in and my wife and I both were like... look at, and we're hitting each other like, look at,
is this the
guy?
Breaking? Do I, do you
oh,
want
sorry.
Me to go?
No,
I, do you want to talk
so
about
I'm
it?
I'm just saying, I'm what not opposed to like? Calling a guy handsome. Like, I just don't see it in
is this like a misconnection? Do you want to use the radio show to maybe find this guy?
We talked about it like a lot afterwards.
What did he look what? Like?
He was tall. He had olive skin. He clearly had like gel in his hair. He was like strangely muscular. He was there with like an 8-year-old girl, but he didn't seem to be married. So it's like, are you an uncle? Are you like, what's the situation? He was so dreamy. He looked like a guy that would be on like Real World, or like you would be cast in a reality show.
Like Love is Blind.
Yes. Like you were.
You're still thinking about it.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't. Sorry.
This is so unexpected.
What is going on?
So I'm just
dude?
Saying, I don't see that. And like Noah Kahn would walk in and you go, that's some guy with long hair. Like I wouldn't go like, whoa, look, he's a hunk. But
and you're not threatened at all by the fact that your wife shared your adoration for this man.
How can I argue with her? Clearly, I was. He was beautiful. Oh,
do we keep going or what are we?
Yeah, let's just get to the next news.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of hot men, there was a Bad Bunny lookalike contest in the Bronx this weekend.
Oh my gosh, they won't stop doing these.
They're so funny, though. I love them. The winner was 24-year-old Justin. I don't know how to say his last name. He was contestant number 5. Okay. He won $500 for looking like Bad Bunny.
And then what do you, that's you, you just get famous on the yeah. internet for looking like,
that's
do you think people
reason.
Sleep with him then?
Maybe. I mean, that would be my like Instagram bio is like,
it's like, I'm, I look like
yeah.
certified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
Pat,
evening.
Do you have a story or do you want to just talk about the guy some more?
Good speaking evening. Of hot men, okay, my story, doing? I think we'll see Zach Braff from Scrubs.
He's aged a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but. I think he's still
was he cool. ever hot? He was never hot.
Nerdy hot, yeah.
Yeah, I think at the time he was...
Totally.
Do you have a weird theory about him? It's really not about him. It's about Dax. I think Dax got picked up because he's like Kirkland, Zach Braff.
They're the same.
They've got a look about him and it's like... Because like Kira Sedgwick was Kirkland, Julia Roberts. Like she
yes.
took the roles
okay.
that Julia wouldn't do. Like
so
every once in a while, Hollywood
so
goes, bad. "Oh, we're gonna grab one of these," and then right. and she's Kirkland, Julia Roberts, and Dax is yeah.
I would buy that. Well, okay, Zach Braff, the one from Scrubs, is in the news. He has had to deny the rumor going around that he's been dating an AI chatbot.
How did this rumor begin? Like, I am super worried
about
it.
Oh, my God.
So there was a comedian who was apparently on a podcast, okay. which wasn't ours. You can find ours on the Odyssey app or anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
But he was talking.
You
and
find it easier on anywhere other than the Odyssey app.
Did you also
app?
Thumbs down when you said which wasn't ours?
Yeah, to other. Thumbs down other, to other podcasts.
Yeah, why even bother other podcasts?
But this comedian said he knew of a famous celebrity who was dating an AI chatbot. And then the internet, from what I understand, the internet was just kind of like,
they
I bet it's
out.
Zach Braff. It must be Zach Braff. And then this rumor just kind of picked up and he had to come out and he said, I'm not dating a chatbot. I can't believe I have to type these words.
Yeah.
Because the chatbot's been doing everything for him. Conspiracy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have done my best. I've let quite a bit of show go by, have I not? It's like quite a bit of today's show has already happened, and I can't do it anymore. Aaron, it's not St. Patrick's Day. Oh. What?
So why
we have to put up.
Why did you go out this weekend? It's not St. Patrick's Day. Why did you celebrate?
But that was observed.
Correct. This is like, we put up with your crap starting in, what is it, like July when she starts wanting to go orange with our logo?
It was, I believe, August 1st.
Yeah,
it was
August 1st. Spooky
Hello,
season.
August. Yeah. With fall leaves.
Yeah.
August is not fall.
It is not.
I did not fully hop into spooky season. I did hop into fall. There are different seasons.
You're not allowed. No.
Right, but August
right now,
is
the backgrounds
heart of summer.
Of our videos will have St. Patrick's Day on it, and it is not the observed day.
Yes.
Nor is it the actual day.
But they look great.
They do.
They
look great.
Thank you.
And they would look really good. Tomorrow. No.
I want to be able to use them in more videos. So if
it only makes sense to do it.
But what if we suck tomorrow and I can't use any of the videos?
That never happens.
It almost always happens.
I'm okay with today. But
you
the
are?
Words that, I mean, if we're going to bend,
no,
I'm okay
we're
with today.
Not bending.
But the words that she just said were, why not all week? And I'm
I
like,
said, I'm thinking the whole week, but I might just do today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the surrounding days. So I have videos in case we suck.
Don't you guys think that once a holiday passes, it's over.
It's beyond over, and you seem weird to cling to it.
No.
Yeah, think about Halloween weekend. It can only be before or on. It cannot
Correct.
Be November 1st.
It can't. This thing is over.
I don't know, but I'm with on the Christmas lights. I leave them up
okay.
afterwards.
My Christmas lights still up.
The deck, okay.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
No, but they're just there.
Here we go. I needed you on my team.
Oh, my God.
Like, I would have.
Hold on.
Better off just not saying
Hear
that.
Hear me out. They're just the little white lights, and they're just on our railing of our porch. That's
no.
it.
Oh, God. Okay. Never mind then. You win. Leave it
Thank
up.
Thank you.
No, I, by the way, this is a great, this is as good a spot as we're going to get. A time for you to say you're sorry about the St. Patty's thing.
Why don't you check the Facebook page? Because that says P-A-D-D-Y.
Wait, what do you mean the Facebook page? As in you put something up that says
it?
Or
like
the
comments. Yeah, the comments on
sorry,
the video.
I came in
so she's selectively choosing which data set she's going to use. The poll we put on Instagram, P-A-T-T-Y,
she did lose that one. She did lose that one. Yeah.
Okay. I
have a really important question while we're on the topic.
Okay.
It's actually not a question. It's a statement. If I get pinched tomorrow,
I will never sock you in the face.
Okay.
I think that's silly.
What is it if you're not wearing green?
You don't wear green.
Which is dumb because the color is technically blue. Looking back in time, it's blue, not
it's
green.
Patty with
but,
D's. It's
but
blue,
I don't
not
bring
green.
That up because I choose my battles. And DDY is right.
DDY is not right. And take down these stupid things.
No.
I'll rip the TVs off the wall.
Wait, hold on. I don't want these to come down today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe on Wednesday we start going for Easter themed.
Yeah. I'm down. Mm.
So then we have two solid weeks.
I think I'm
going to
work on
4th of
July.
No, you're right.
I look better in pastels than green.
All right,
actually.
I'm going to ask the listeners once again. Should Aaron be reprimanded for putting St. Patrick's Day stuff There's got to be some sort of punishment. She, like, I come in, she just does this crap without asking anybody. And yeah, it's...
We'll be sure to post a full picture of what she made, because in the videos, you can't see the full thing anymore.
It looks good. I'm not denying it.
It's very cute.
It's just
I hear an Irish jig in my head when I look at it.
Here's the deal. My birthday is coming up in a couple weeks. I think it should change.
I absolutely will.
To my birthday starting tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day.
We don't seem to care what day it is.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming, start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit belco.org today.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problem.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Put the drink down.
Yes. Okay, it's OPP. All of our OPPs are archived in one place.
Yes, that's on the Odyssey app.
A-U-D-C-Y.
Today we have Susie, and she's upset with her husband. He was trying to help.
Okay. Sounds like you've taken a side.
Yeah.
Susie?
Hi, yay.
Yay. What's going on?
Well, I'm just a little bummed and honestly pretty furious at my husband. So I need your help if you don't mind. We did some spring cleaning, you know, and I told him to clear the clutter out of our basement at our house. But without telling me, he threw away all of our kids' old clothes, like their baby clothes that I was saving.
Okay.
How many are we, like, bins and bins or?
Yeah, there were bins. And I mean, the thing is, like, our kids are older. They haven't worn those clothes in a long time. But for me, they had, like, major sentimental value because those are their baby clothes. And I was just, it was, like, Christmas outfits. Like, you know, those little, the cute little, like, classic reindeer and Santa and very all that cute stuff.
So.
And he just tossed them.
Uh-huh.
Did he donate them, at least?
He said he got rid of them. He didn't tell me where he sent them. But
I would assume he didn't just, like, burn them.
That would be weird.
No, but, like, he didn't throw them away. Guys know of Ark and Goodwill and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I just, so you tasked him with cleaning.
Oh, I see where you're going here.
And he cleaned. And you're mad.
Well, he could have asked me. He didn't ask me before he got rid of all those bins. I mean, that's our kids' stuff.
So if he comes upstairs every 15 minutes and goes, what about this knickknack from your Aunt Sally? And it's like, just, God, no, gone. We need to get rid of the clutter. And it's like, comes back upstairs. Oh, what about this old broken can opener we have down there? Ah! Stop asking me questions.
And that is such a man thing to do.
It is what we do.
I actually respect that he's like, I'm handling it.
Yes.
Move on.
Goodbye.
Well, yeah, but I would think that he would know that those had sentimental value. I mean, that's just something you don't just get rid of.
Are you going to have any more babies?
Yeah, Susie, what were you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was hanging on to them. You know, I know our kids are still pretty young, but, like, what if they wanted to pass them down to, like, their kids eventually?
It is really cute. My nephew wears his dad's clothes because grandma saved all of it.
What?
And it is adorable.
From 30 years earlier.
Vintage 80s stuff for, you know, like, 2-year-old boys.
That's
right,
adorable.
And now we don't have that. Like, we're never going to have that. And I think
Everything, or were you keeping special items only? Like, how many bins are we talking?
I mean, probably like 3 or 4 to 5
bins. Okay. So you recognize the issue?
I didn't keep everything, just the cute, you know, like the classics.
But let me get a phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I think this is a common thing. Like, my ex-wife went into my closet and was like, he is never going to wear these pirate shirts again. And she got rid of them. My pirate shirts. Yeah. But they look like pirate shirts. They're puffy shirts or whatever.
Sure.
But, like, That one was the one I wore on stage in the Colorado Springs like auditorium opening for Tesla the first time I heard. I'm like, that's that shirt. Like, and you don't throw that away. Like,
you'll never find it again, or you can't replace. Yeah.
Right. But that's sentimental value. That's
but
what you know.
There are pictures of me wearing it.
Right.
So, like, I don't know that. I mean, I personally thought we were going to get nobody on planet Earth who goes, oh, yeah, this is normal behavior. Hold on to clothes and put your grandkids in it. And then Aaron's in the room going, oh, yeah, this happens in my house. Like, that's a wild statement to me. That's-
it is. In my family, the clothes get passed to the cousins. So I'm waiting on a big pot someday.
Oh.
Yeah.
But dude, I'm going to tell you this, Erica. Like, I'm not trying to, like, say anything weird about you, but I don't think you're going to want them. Because I think you're going to want your own fresh, like a onesie. You want it, like, stiff coming out of the package. Like, no baby. This is your baby's perfect skin.
But, like, you were talking about the photos of you in those shirts. It's like, but if I have a girl, then she'll have her cousin Ellie in the pictures with it. And then her cousin Devin with it. And then... Fine. I think it's great.
Yeah, I struggle. My kids have worn some of my stuff too. Not like exclusively, but a few cool things. I think that's because you have to strike a balance between it's cool to have put them in the same stuff, but when you're a parent, you want to also have the experience of like buying stuff
new,
for your
cool
kid.
Stuff.
Yeah. And I struggle because I am a hoarder, so
for
I understand hanging on to stuff like this. And I need someone to get rid of it for me. I need to come down and
he
go.
He did her a favor.
Hey, where's that thing? And she's like, I got rid of that months ago. And
when were you going to use that,
yeah,
bro?
And I can go. And I go, okay. I guess I wasn't thinking about it in these months. I guess I don't have to think about it again. But that's me as a hoarder. Like I need someone to step in.
Like, Susie, had you gone down there and opened the bin and just stared at him sometimes? Or were they just down there for this eventuality 20 years from now?
Kids don't even
I knew it was down there. I had opened those bins because I asked
how long ago
Susie
was the last time you looked at
them? I mean, I don't know, a year maybe, and I didn't open all of them. I knew what was down there.
I just don't think
you got to be real specific with a dude. Get rid of the clutter. It's like, this hasn't been opened, this has dust on it, that's clutter, right?
We definitely have those bins in our basement, too, of certain things, certain onesies that were big.
That just can't be used right now or ever.
That's hoarding.
It's not.
That's what hoarders think. Well, eventually, I'll need
used.
This dog food bag. It's a 50-pound bag.
I'm talking about
I can put
a onesie.
You're
not a dog food bag.
It's like the difference for me is like stuff that you would throw away versus something that you have like a sentimental attachment to. And that's what I think is really bothering me, that he didn't have that. He didn't understand that.
He didn't
have
the attachment.
Clothes. Yeah, that's what bums me out. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Unless you're T-Hack. Men don't, I think, have that same sentimental. I could totally see Dane doing this.
Yeah.
And being like, oops.
If you're not specific.
Right.
It's
and
gone.
Just thinking, oh, wow, I can clear out 5 bins.
Right.
Think about all, we could put new stuff
and
down here.
Just dump them like, straight into a Glad big garbage bag.
All the kids who are going to have new clothes. Like, that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Susie, we're going to find out, like, we're going to find out what the punishment should be, or like, if you should get off, like, your, like, madness. But like, what are you going to do? Like, you can't get them back.
Yeah.
I have seen this. Did we talk about this on the, like, somebody donated something and then they had to go to Goodwill. Dude, that just happened on our show or something.
I don't know what.
And somebody was like, they donated something and was like, oh my God, you donated this. Went to all the Goodwills, finally found it, and then they had to buy them back, but they did find whatever it was. It was some dress or something.
Was it a wedding dress?
Something.
Like mom's wedding dress?
Yes, I forget, but we talked about it.
I saw this in the news.
Probably donated by a man.
Yeah, 100%. And then it was like, you did what? It's like, well, it's just been sitting there.
Yeah.
So, hang on, Susie, don't move. Like, I understand. He screwed up.
He did.
What are you going to do? Or did he screw up? I mean, maybe he didn't, because he's doing, you said, get rid of the clutter. You don't touch that.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking up space. I don't know what else to call that other than clutter.
I think he should have checked with her. But as a hoarder, if you check with me, I'm going to say no. Oh, keep that. Keep that. And then we're not getting rid of anything.
Correct. So. But what's the punishment?
I don't think there is one. I think she probably should have cleaned that herself if she didn't. I know. I hate taking the stand against a woman.
He has to go find them at all the wherever he donated them.
No,
like, but you have the pictures, you guys.
I think she needs to consider how many kids who probably their parents don't have a ton of money are going to be able to clothe them.
Oh, look at this.
That has helped me a lot in my hoarding. When
Good.
We donate,
really? Donate things,
yeah,
you're like...
Every time I donate and I drive away, I think, how can I go back and get everything
wow.
back?
Oh, no.
Circle back and buy it?
But I tell myself, somebody's going to enjoy it more than I am in a box in my basement.
Yeah.
What does Susie do to her husband who got rid of sentimental baby clothes? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
So we're trying to help out Susie. I feel like I know we've got some texts on this.
We do.
Basically what happened is she told her man to go declutter the basement.
Yeah.
And he did.
And he did it well.
But he dumped baby clothes. I do think we need to discuss. Does she have a problem?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't. Not with baby clothes.
But what are you gonna really do with them?
Other than rags, which I think it'd be weird. Like to because
to use them as rags.
My parents used to take old what? Like most of the rags. Oh my god, we are gonna
correct. It is weird.
Do you want to? Are you even, please sit. Everything I ever washed a car with.
Was baby clothes?
My father's underwear. And I am not trying to be funny at this moment. That is just where underwear ended up, is in the car washing bucket.
So it's already had a life.
It's already had a life. And now they're just tight. So you're... In your front, you're in your driveway.
Drying like, off your car.
Not no, this is what you wash. That's your sponge. That's the rag.
Sorry.
So I'm
what is worse.
I don't know. It is worse.
We did this with like old t-shirts.
Yeah, did you cut them up?
I think so, but it was never baby clothes and it was never underwear.
But you're never going to use those baby clothes again other than a rag. I mean, a rag, it'd be a...
You would use them more as baby clothes, I think. Than
for
rag.
What?
As baby clothes.
No.
For like, grandkids? Give them to someone else who had a baby recently.
But they don't want it either. I don't know how to tell you. I've got this fresh, clean, perfect baby. I don't want your dad's underwear on my baby.
No one wants your dad's underwear. No.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go buy a pack, the 3-pack of bright white, never touched by another baby onesies.
Some, but then also like my sister-in-law gave my sister, I'm trying to do all the pieces in my head, like a tub of clothes because they're the only people who have daughters.
She didn't
in them.
Really want it.
She wears them all the time.
But also, do you need a use for something to keep, like, to hang on to it? Like, if you want a trophy in high school, you're not just like, well, get
That's
rid of
different.
That. I'm not going to do anything with it.
I also don't think you should still have trophies from high school.
I do. I
Your
see
parents
that.
Might have it. Yes. And be like, well, who else is going to use this?
Well, what are you
like,
going to do with that onesie? Clutter. You're just going to go look at it and go, the thing that I created by doing something I wanted to do with my wife. Like, no, but like, you're going to get it out and go, just find a picture of the kid in the onesie.
I think
the onesie has done its thing. Is all I'm trying
I guess,
to say.
Isn't it just part of a life that you've built? And if you got rid of everything, you would just have, you'd have nothing.
You don't need it.
Left anymore.
But also you could keep like one thing a year versus maybe, it sounds like quite a lot.
She had 5 bins. Like she slowly was sure it was like, it was just some baby clothes in a bin or 2 or 5.
Right.
And it was like, or what?
Also like, how'd you miss him getting all that out of the house? He had to really be working hard.
Yeah, because she just ignored, like, that's the thing. If you leave a guy alone to his devices, he's gonna do the thing. I almost just said, I'm so glad my dad is dead. I am so glad he did not live long enough for me to out him for using his underwear to clean things. That was such a repressed memory. And then as it just came out, I'm like, hey, man.
I wish
I'm sure
he
it was
could
my
have
mom.
Called in this moment and said... Huh?
Well, okay, so what are texters saying?
Texters are pretty and not on her side. Sadly, I think she's just got to get over this one. The clothes are gone. Nothing can change that. It is just stuff. Now he knows her preferences moving forward. Another one that, help me here. Men do not what women are thinking unless you tell them.
Do not know. Which she did really
do not
ineffectively.
Know. I thought we were speaking like yoga. Men do not know what women are thinking unless you tell them. If she didn't explicitly tell him to keep the clothes, he did what she said and cleaned the house.
Can you imagine, like, AHAC comes upstairs and T-Hack has decided he's cleaning the bathroom. And it's like, yay, there he goes. He's cleaning the bathroom.
Okay.
And she looks and he's doing it with one of Hazel's old dresses.
Mm. No.
But.
Mm. No, dude, that is not the solution. Find a family member. I don't know why I'm yelling at T-Hack now.
I use Slacker's underwear.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
It's amazing. He just insulted me really before we began.
I did. It's such a long story.
A long story, and you're never going to believe what I was about to do.
What were you going to do? You're going to say something nice to me?
I think we all need to learn how to take compliments, which means we're going to give compliments, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
But, okay, I'm listening to this book, and it's honestly dealing. It's Therapy with Erica time is really what it is. So
please don't make me do this. Also, don't make me come up with nice things to say about you guys.
Yeah, you're going to need to do it all. It's basically saying that most of us in the world today have a really hard time taking compliments and therefore we deflect. And so if I was like, hey, you did a great job today, you'd go, no, I messed up this thing.
I want, like, in the manifesting stuff.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. And when I was really into it, I was kind of working on it because it's wild. That is so natural for me.
I think everyone in this room struggles to take compliments.
For sure. Yeah. I do the exact thing. Yes. Always later, I'm like, why did I say
that?
Why did I respond like that? Yeah.
Yeah, you're not comfortable with like positive reinforcement. Which is why this is a really good place to work for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because I am the king of, if I like you.
You're real mean.
I talk crap.
Right.
If I'm nice to you, you have a problem.
Right. Something is not
like
right.
I don't like you very much.
So do you genuinely think you cannot take a compliment?
I don't like it.
I think he's the worst in this room.
I would. Hack's
That's
pretty
a compliment.
Close.
Aw, no. I'm not the worst. I gotta deflect that. It's probably Hack.
No, but that means you're so, it's so easy for you to be like, correct, I am the worst in this room. And? Like, move on. Like, you don't even go to deflect that.
No,
because you're comfortable with insults.
Which means in the manifesting world, which I think you're not in a manifesting book, but it's...
No.
The language is similar. Like, you are attracting the energy of whatever. Like, my default is like, no, I'm the worst. Like, no, like if you go, you did such a great job, I'd be like, oh my God, no. Like exactly right. What you said. And that means your inner dialogue is trash.
Like, your inner dialogue believes... The negative.
Correct.
So how does it feel?
Even if you do it kidding, because I'm always kidding. So I talk smack to each of you all the time.
Sure.
But I do the same to me all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just don't think that's so good.
It's really not. The more you read about it, it's like your body doesn't know you're kidding. Your brain just goes, yeah, man, you really actually think you're kind of stupid.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm going to compliment you, Slacker.
No, don't do me. Don't do me. Don't do me. Do somebody else.
You want me to start elsewhere?
Start anywhere, and we're almost out of time.
No, we are not. Oh, you guys. Okay, I'm going to you,
Slacker. You're not. I don't want it.
It doesn't matter. You can't change what I'm going to say.
Okay, here we go. La, 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 la.
Oh, my God. You are proving my point.
I don't want it, though.
Just take a deep breath.
Don't do this. Will you just do Aaron first?
This is like watching a child. Have a meltdown.
I don't want you to do it. Okay. What? Just before she does it, do I just go thank you at the end?
I don't know.
It depends on what the compliment is.
Right.
You have to hear it first.
One deep breath. It's going to be okay. Slacker, I had the chance to spend some time with you and your son this weekend.
Uh-huh.
I think you're a great dad.
Oh, God.
T-Hack cringing for him. I have
no idea. He's just a great kid.
Because he said so many like wildly offensive
crazy things. Yeah,
that were like me.
Yeah,
he said he was very funny at a couple points. Like I remember you at one point going, "Wow."
Yeah, but I also can see deep down you're actually a really good dad. No kid is comfortable with their parent like that, too.
Thank you.
You did it!
You did it!
That sucks so
wow, I didn't think this was going to go this that poorly. Just sucks.
I don't know why. Like, my body wanted to say all the things that were
well, you
bad.
Still kind of did.
I know I did.
I wanted to say it wasn't even talking to me.
Okay.
Do you want me to try hack now?
No, we're done. No, we're get
done.
It.
You guys. There,
it looks like we might have a little more time
this
here.
This is so unhealing if you just stick you're right, your feet you're right. in the... Yeah. T-hack.
Do I have to look at you?
it's wild, isn't it? Why are we this uncomfortable right now? That's a really strange thing.
I don't know.
Or can you take it? Do you think you're getting better?
I'm probably better than you guys, for sure. And I think Aaron's better than both of you.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron, you look really pretty today.
Thank you. I was actually looking at your hair earlier.
Thanks.
Really nice.
It's so easy. Mm. And it's honest.
No. Isn't that her compliment back? That's what I, dude, we've talked about this before.
You have distrust.
I have completely distrust because it's like, if I were to, after you say, I'm a good dad.
Yeah.
Well, I spend time with you and your fiance. Like, if I immediately was like, oh my God, you two are so in love.
She said thank you first.
Okay, thank you.
And
you two.
That's I know Erica. I know that she has had, I don't want to call him like, she's talked about going to the gym, showering, not doing her hair, coming here.
I didn't know
where
that
was going. So I'm going to... No, in my head, I'm literally thinking, looks great. What are you talking about? You have nothing to be like embarrassed or nervous about.
She's turning red a little
bit.
You don't like this.
Yeah, I am a little warm.
You're warm. You're like getting, like you don't like you think you're about it.
That's why I'm making us work on it.
I don't think anybody wants us to be nice to each other.
Okay, well, I think
you know
you deep down, concerning. Or else you're just...
I know I'm spinning into a cancerous ball of hate.
That's exactly right.
I know it's not healthy, but like, I don't... Ugh. But here's to the distrust. If I were to compliment you back after a thank you...
Sure.
Would you trust that to be real? It's like, well, then why didn't you tell me that before? Like,
Have the distrust that you have.
Oh, because it's just like, if you immediately return a compliment, it's just like... No, you're trying to make it even, Steven.
Isn't that a form of deflection?
Correct.
Because you're just like, here's my compliment, but I throw it like right
yeah,
back
it's like,
at you.
Yeah, like, thank you for saying, I'm a great parent, watching you and Dane interact. Like, you guys are such a cute couple.
Thank you. I don't know if I believe you.
It's absolutely
only
true.
Only because it's you.
No, it's true, but I would so just sweet. Not, I wouldn't lead with that. I would never tell you that.
But that's but so nice to hear.
You forced me to because you said something nice to me, so I had to be nice to you for a second. It was horrifying.
I'm just going to send this all into an outrage. Hack, I think that the way you love your family is so beautiful. He can't even get words out.
Thank you.
You all failed, except for Aaron.
Yeah, but she was so disingenuous. She's just like, oh my God, you're pretty too. None of this. Okay.
All right.
If you'd like to really make us really uncomfortable,
I'm like sweaty, and
compliment us at 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. and talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The Slacker Show.
It's a very big week in my household.
Oh.
Kind of feels like the wedding stuff is beginning. Like, officially.
I saw your video and I screamed like out loud in by myself in
she
the real life.
Be more excited than me.
Her video of what?
Putting together the invites.
Yeah, and the invites are pretty ready to be sent. Gotta get some stamps. So
do
it's
you
like,
know you don't have to send it to us? You can just walk it in.
That no. is such a
but why don't I don't know.
You like getting mail.
I do like getting mail, and also there's been a lot of confusion because we hear her talk about it a lot that I heavily convinced my wife that we have received the invitation already, and so we tore our house apart looking for it, only for my wife to then embarrass and have to text Erica and be like, did you send it already? And she's like, no.
You thought you had it?
Yeah, because she's I know you've talked about right. it, and I thought we had.
We got the save the dates, which, right. yeah.
Yeah, I was panicking because I'm like, we haven't RSVP'd. This whole time, Erica's sitting there, and she thinks, like, I hate her or something. Like, we haven't RSVP'd. We need... And then, yeah, she hasn't sent the invitations yet.
But, I mean, what's the point in wasting the stamp? Like, I'm right here.
Because if it goes into... First of all, you don't open it anyway. If it goes into T-Hack's hands, I'm not certain it's going to make it to Angie's hands. It's okay. Like when you send a kid home from school.
Oh, with a little permission slip?
Right, yeah. Right.
Do you want me to sign it and get it, bring it back?
I'll just know whether she RSVPs or
yes.
not.
Okay.
So that's happening. And then this weekend, really on Thursday, Dane leaves for his bachelor party. And then we snowball. Like, after that, he gets back, and then pretty soon I'm going on my bachelorette, right? So there's a lot
and
happening.
And you're going to the same city just weeks apart.
Yes, because okay. he will claim that he picked it first, and I'm like, because I gave you the idea, man. And what does it matter? Right.
People in their desperate need for credit on stupid things is one of those things that, I invented the city of Austin. Right. No, you didn't.
Right. I think that he... like wants to make it clear, as do I, that we are not going at the same time. We are not doing a joint.
Right.
So that's where that comes from.
Okay. So then you can't pull out. Like, you're getting married.
You can pull out after the parties.
No, I'm absolutely getting married for the sure? record. It does make the bachelor parties make me a little nervous. And this is what I wanted to discuss. Because I have been to so many bachelorettes. I know that half the time we are sitting around talking about stupid things the men in our lives do and laughing, and it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I've never been to a bachelor party.
There's code. We're not allowed to tell you, right?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, that's different than the code.
What do you think in your brain, in your I create worst case scenarios mm-hmm. like I'm getting paid for it mm-hmm. brain. What do you think happens? Do you think?
Oh, I think it's mostly boys sitting around drinking beer and being dumb.
Okay.
But my worry is like, is there an instigator in the group who gets a group of gals to come over to the house? And like, it's like, no, we have a hard rule. Uh-huh. No girls at the home.
Okay.
Which I think is fair.
No girls at the home.
Where else would they go?
They can
hang out with them at bars. I don't care about that. But don't bring them back to the house.
Are there single guys going on the trip?
Only one.
Yeah, he can bring a girl.
Okay. He could bring up to three.
No.
Yeah, he can.
Nope.
I don't. He's
got to have.
It'd be different. I think it would be different if he had his own hotel room. But if it's a joint Airbnb, no.
If I'm paying for part of the Airbnb and I find somebody and two of her charming friends that I want to.
So then all the married men and the almost married man have to entertain them, and then their wives go, why were you entertaining this
woman? Oh, they just have to talk to them.
That's entertaining.
That's not entertaining. Trust me, your man is not very entertaining to talk to.
Don't, he's going to feel so bad if he hears that.
I'm just kidding. I like him more than I like you.
I know you do. The real debate here is, and he and I have ground rules both ways for these bachelor, bachelorette parties. The one we haven't really discussed is how much am I allowed to request contact
during
his bachelor party?
Zero.
You're
what?
Bagel. You guys are insane. Zero.
No.
This is why I knew we were going to fight. I hit my face on the mic.
Zero. It is zero. You either, listen, princess, you either trust him or you don't.
I do trust him, but then, I don't know that I trust everyone around him.
Well, trust me, you can trust him. And it's fine.
I expect texts when he gets home at night.
But then if it's too late, you're going to be like, really? Yeah. You just got home?
Yeah, that's a backdoor way of snooping.
Yeah. No, you got to let
snooping.
Him.
I'm not going, and show me a video of who's in the room with you.
Yeah, but you thought it, so you want it.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
So now Dane's going to be like, I should text her that I'm home now so that she
or
thinks.
Or I know I have a location, man.
I'm going to bed.
You
just I'm going to bed. Just text that. But I'm like, hey, thought about you.
If you have the location, why?
I just want to make sure he's alive.
This is uncomfortable.
It's really dark.
I don't think you get any contact. And I think he gets to turn his location off for that.
Why?
Yeah.
Because he's a grown ass man, and this is when he gets to go
but
do whatever.
You're saying, go ahead and turn your location off. Do whatever you want.
No, I'm not saying, yes, do whatever you want. But
within the means of a relationship.
He's not going to violate that part of it. But the only way it really counts is if you don't know that he didn't. Well, you know what I mean? You don't get to, somebody doing the right thing because somebody's got a gun to their head is not the same as them doing the right thing. You got to let him do the right thing. 100% unwatched,
I really believe requesting proof of life once a day is not that bad.
First off, you know that you want more than that because you were already going
right. So she's already compromising.
Yes.
No, because of us being weird and
No, I've been milling this over for months.
Okay.
And I know I sound intense. One, I have been cheated on. So there is I'm dealing with that.
But not by him.
Not by Dane, for sure. But I just don't think it's so unreasonable. At my bachelorette party, I'm going to be thinking of him a lot.
Yes.
And I'm going to text him.
And
probably
FaceTime
him and probably call him drunk. And
but he's not going to, he's not requesting it. If he just starts FaceTiming you, then you know. It's like, oh my God, he loves me so much. Or
I would love if he wanted to make sure I was alive every day.
I don't think.
Or he's there with his friends. They're pressuring him to drink. Maybe he has too many the first night. Maybe he passes out early. Now you don't get a text. Now you're worried. Now your head is
spinning.
There's
a lot.
And he's
of,
like, hey, the guys won that one. Sorry.
They just got me hammered.
Too much.
It's just.
When it's your bachelor party and they're buying drinks for you or they're pressuring you, it's just different. Maybe he's not. I'm not saying that will happen, but a ton of different things could happen where he's not hiding anything from you, but he's not available to give you proof of life.
I'm going to say this.
Not great.
I'm going to say this. I'm more on your side than anything. I'm kind of being facetious by pushing back. I believe in the proof of life, but everything he just said can happen and then you'll be upset. So if you don't require it, you got to not require it.
That's just not enough.
It is because he might jump. Like, dude, if there's shot skis, I know how your man feels about a shot ski. He's going to do it.
Yeah.
So and then drink he's going to end up. After. Have a snack.
But what if you text him at 2 p.m. and you think for sure it's 2 p.m. They'll just be hanging around. And they're already getting after it because it's a bachelor party.
Then he'll be home by 5 probably.
But he'll be asleep.
Okay, great. So text me when you get home.
He'll forget. I'm afraid you're setting yourself up for failure.
I've already prepared to have myself very busy this weekend because I get stressed out. Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think that this is unreasonable. And in fact, I'm going to do the thing. 303-222-5423.
Is this unreasonable?
Is it unreasonable to ask for a text a day and maybe a FaceTime somewhere in there?
Okay. And if you want me to go down there to check on him, I would be happy to do that.
I can't tell if that would make it better or worse.
I know exactly what it would make it worse.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce a cast member that hasn't been around in a little while.
Yeah. You just said something. I'm hot right now and not in a good way.
She just started screaming and I'm like, well, we have no choice but to allow this to spill over on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, enraged Erica.
I'm sick at Gen Z men, and it's not because
Hold on. Does it say it's the men who said it?
Doesn't it?
Does anybody it know does, what page? Yeah.
31% of Gen Z men say a wife should, quote unquote, obey her husband. And I am tired of them because they don't even have jobs. They don't even have jobs. They keep getting fired and then they need their parents to call and get them a new job.
Are you just, is this a Gen Z rant you're doing right now?
I really have no problems with Gen Z until the men say that their wives should obey them. Where did they get the right to be obeyed? They're such little babies. And it's sick.
This,
you can read.
They said a husband should have final word on important decisions made in his home.
Like, okay, did you buy that home with your own money? Or did your wife come and meet you 50-50? And in fact, someday in my home, it's possible I paid more for the home.
Okay.
And
but does the money mean that's whose home it is?
Oh, if he thinks he gets to have final say on things because it's his home.
Well, you're the one who made it about the money right there. Like, I'm asking you.
It's not his home. It's our home.
Oh, so the money doesn't matter. When?
No, it doesn't. Unless you're going to say things like that. I get final say on things.
In what case would you think, is there ever a scenario where you think you should obey Dan?
No. No, there is not. And never. I don't think he should obey me, for the record. I think that you have respect. You have a commitment to each other.
It's a partnership.
Yes, it's not, well, I said this, so this is how it goes.
I think you obey each other. That's where we're different. I think you should obey each other. Like, what? There are certain things that my wife might be like, this is just a no. This is, I feel this
non-negotiable.
Way. Non-negotiable. And I, because I love her, I would obey that, I guess, technically.
Can I ask a weird question? Because this is about vows. This got removed from vows a long time ago. I remember the first marriage, it was in there.
For you.
I don't, that's what I don't recall. Was it always?
I think it was always one-sided. Yeah.
Yes,
it
was, that's the problem.
It was really, it wasn't, I promise to love, honor, and obey. Like, that wasn't both ways. It was just for we just had to I promise to love and honor, and we didn't have to say that.
And maybe cherish. Like, it was replaced.
It was?
Yeah.
I'm looking at
that. I think so.
Only girls had to, yikes. I love what TX said. I think it is a two-way street.
And I did look up the definition of obey, and one thing that made me feel a little better about it, it's comply with the command or direction. I don't like that. Or request. And in your instance, it's like if your wife is requesting something and you're going, of course, because
I'm
going to
compromise
you.
For you.
Yeah, and I'm going to meet you there.
Yeah, so obey is not as bad.
But if you're making a command,
it's...
But the bride, by the way, traditionally is the only one who says it.
Was that
which
really?
Which is so disgusting. So, what? Because I'm just supposed to be at home and have everything ready for you. I work.
Okay, but so does he.
Yes! So he's not supposed to be waiting around for me either. And also, he doesn't traditionally say it in his vows. So he can go off and go to the bar and sleep with other women and just be like, I don't know.
That is
come.
Such a leap from obey.
That is in the vows.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I saw a TikTok recently.
Oh boy.
Sorry. How did you see a TikTok?
That's literally what I was thinking.
He's not a boomer.
No, but he's not on TikTok.
I saw it on Instagram like an adult. Okay. So this thing came out years ago.
Okay.
But I saw it and it made me think of Erica. Oh, but now as I sit here and look at you both, kind of makes me think of Aaron a little more. So I wanted to ask, I'll run you through the TikTok and see if you guys relate to this. It was of a woman and she had three beverages. and
maybe was Beverage it Goblin. My TikTok?
What's that?
Beverage Goblin.
I don't know if she was famous. It was like she was with.
That's just a thing.
Okay.
Is that her username?
Being a beverage goblin.
We're going to both look really stupid during this whole conversation. They're just going to say things
hasn't
that
made
are
it to Instagram yet.
Trends.
I posted on December 2nd about having three drinks all the time.
Okay. Yeah. And
is this that?
One, two, three.
Yes. So she was with her man and he was, exactly.
I just pulled another drink out of my bag.
She was holding three drinks and her man is like recording her and he's like, okay, take me through, explain why you have them. So she had an energy drink. She said, this is just the slam real quick for energy. She had like a big iced coffee. She's like, this is to just immerse myself in, to drink, to feel.
Savor.
Savor, really taste it.
Yep. What?
I'm worried about her with the energy drink and the coffee. But.
And then she had a Dr. Pepper. And she's like, a Dr. Pepper because
it tastes good.
It's a Dr. Pepper. Like, you just got to get a Dr. Pepper. So those were her three.
That woman's going to die. Okay.
Yeah.
But heart palpitations, something that's not.
Okay. But my question is, I think this is pretty normal for women, I think more than guys.
To have three drinks?
At least multiple, right? And as I look across, I thought of Erica, but now I'm looking at Erin. Yep. She might have more.
I have three.
You have three drinks in front of you right now?
I have a sparkling water lime.
Ooh, I've Kirkland brand.
I've got my water with creatine.
With creatine. Okay.
And then I have a Chobani protein shake.
Okay. All right.
I've just got a water and a poppy. But that's because I've cut back on coffee.
What
recently.
Are we talking about?
I've already had my energy drink today.
Right.
So energy drink.
Energy drink.
She had too many. And so there's energy drink.
What? This is really.
Like if I go to brunch, I'm going to sit down and say, yes, please bring me water. Also, can I get a mimosa and also an iced coffee? That is absolutely
the trifecta.
True.
You're canceling. You either do the coffee or the mimosa. You're creating this battle inside your body of caffeine. Let's go. Mimosa. Let's slow. What are we doing?
Let's slow. If you drink those fast enough, let's go.
Yeah. But a different kind of let's go.
Do you really go back and forth? Like if I've decided I'm having orange juice and champagne, I'm not having iced coffee. That palate's
well,
way
that's what the water's
the,
for.
Right.
And the food.
As a palate buster, you go through the water on your way.
Or go through your Eggs Benedict on the way to the mimosa.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like the candy cane forest or something.
This is seriously the first time I've ever heard of it. I understand that most people are going to have two drinks because you're going to have a water and then whatever you choose. And that water's there. If you're drinking alcohol, you do the zebra stripe. Very smart strategy.
Right.
It keeps you from ERing it.
But
but
that is out at a restaurant.
Yes,
This woman and these women are carrying around three drinks.
Beverages.
You're not getting a drink with the water at the restaurant. So I am not.
I'm sorry,
hating on
I was misunderstood. So she wasn't at a restaurant.
No,
she's like, just at home or just
like at a gas station. Like she just bought these are my three drinks that I'm
to
getting.
To have right now. This is not
like to leave.
Three
yeah.
future occasions.
Yeah,
I'm really worried about her because one was not water.
Yeah.
I agree, because you have the Stanley. Right. That's what made me think
one
of you.
One is always water.
Aaron's got the water today. Very nice.
She was three caffeinated beverages, dude.
I agree. Yeah.
That's problematic. And why are you savoring the coffee? Like, what makes the coffee the savor
one? It's like a slow roll. Like, right now, my poppy is my savor. This isn't giving me caffeine. It's just for enjoyment. Sometimes in life, you got to sit back and enjoy,
you
Slacker.
Guys, I really don't understand. There's no way I'm ever going to understand, so I just got to let it go. But like,
you've never been at home and had a water, a coffee, and something else in front of you.
Yes. Over an 8-hour period, 100%. At the same time, that's psychotic.
You're not putting them in your mouth together and swishing them around.
But you almost are. And like, at any given time, you're effing up one of the drinks. If I have a warm coffee and then I'm neglecting it to go have my cold mimosa, that coffee's getting lukewarm. That's oh, then I'll just pour it in the coffee.
Yeah,
now probably. Now this is getting warm.
Why you go iced coffee?
But
then it's melting the ice.
Okay, how long are you taking?
You just said you're going to savor it. This is psychotic. Get a drink, have that drink, then get something else. But it's like, I'm going to roll over to OP and go, I'll take a Manhattan, some Farniente Shard,
that's
and
different.
How about an Arnold Palmer?
You can't do three alcoholic beverages
this
at once.
This woman has three caffeinated things. And nobody, like, bad. You did a little.
I am worried about her.
Yeah. But
the Dr. Pepper looked good.
Out of all the three. In the way I am concerned about Erin, often she'll have an energy drink and then be like, but I just finished a coffee. And I'm like, you're going to die.
But I have two waters today, so it balances out.
Okay.
Sure.
So this is just normal. So if I'm... If a girl walks by me with three drinks, she doesn't have two friends.
She's the next time someone comes to your home and stays a while, you'll start to see it.
Okay, so I'm never going to see it.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
I don't even know what to do. I have a story that a guy got arrested for driving too slow. Unbelievable.
Okay.
I'll explain it in a minute. Just real passionate about it.
I have a story that the people involved should be far more embarrassed.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Georgia.
Oh. Georgia. I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
I thought she was going to say Germany. She
said, Germany! It's Georgia.
Georgia.
Okay.
There was an escapee over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And police were called, and they were trying to find the escapee, and they had to actually...
Send SWAT, scramble the world.
Right, they had to wrangle this escapee when they caught him. The interesting part is, it was just a very large tortoise that slipped out of its enclosure at a local high school and was taking a stroll. Also, since when are there tortoises at local high schools?
Okay. So it's just...
Literally 911 was called because neighbors spotted the tortoise walking around. Officers say
it took teamwork
and a lot of muscle to lift the ridiculously heavy runaway.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess they brought him back, made sure that the gate was actually closed this time, and then joked that next time they'll be sure to stretch before they lift. So he must have been one of those big boys.
Yeah, he's a giant, giant turtle.
Yeah.
It's probably a slow learner.
At the high school.
At the high school.
My story, I don't even want to do it. My story is out of Missouri.
Missouri.
State trooper spotted somebody not speeding, but driving too slow, and he pulled them over.
Was it a turtle?
It was not a turtle.
I was wondering.
It was an SUV on a highway. Going 4 miles per hour.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay. Well, apparently the people inside had been drinking quite a bit, and they forgot they were driving, and they fell asleep.
Oh, no.
So I guess if you take your foot all the way off the gas and brake, it crawls at about 4 miles per hour.
On the
interstate. Yeah.
It's called the passing lane, not the passed out lane.
Oh my God, you're on way too much of a roll today, man.
So was that car. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Slacker Show. Alice.
Hi.
Wrap it up. I don't know why,
but that ultimately both the people in the car were charged in connection with the incident. I mean, the driver, obviously, for snoozing, but something, I don't know.
Passed out in Germany.
Okay. Those were all the stupid people we could find. That was for the turtle.
No.
Oh, my God.
Tortoise.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.